Have a
word of prayer while we're standing. Yes, Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather in such a way again today, Lord. Just pray that you would be with me, Father. Help me to bring something, Father, to these your sheep, Father. Help me to feed your sheep this morning, Lord. We just love you and bless you, Father, in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, greetings in Jesus' name. It's good to be here again this morning in the house of the Lord. Appreciate what was already shared. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 18. We will begin here. Let's start in verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried upon my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his tears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, he sent from above. He took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, and to his eyesight. With the merciful wilt thou show thyself merciful, and with an upright man wilt thou show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is our rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. I think we'll stop there for now. As I was meditating and praying, I asked God, I said, I want something to bless your people today. And I was reading through this chapter, and I come to verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. It's kind of like a light went on a little bit, and I started studying in more in depth, and God's ways are perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. The word perfect there, I looked up in the 1828, has quite a definition with it. To complete, to do or make through, to carry to the end. Finished, complete, consummate, not defective, having all that is requisite to its nature and kind, as a perfect statue, a perfect likeness, a perfect work, a perfect system, fully informed, completely skilled, as men, perfect in the use of arms, perfect in discipline, complete in moral excellencies. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father is perfect. Matthew 5. Manifesting perfection. My strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12. Perfect chord in music, in concord, or union of sounds, which is perfectly consonant and agreeable to the ear. As the fifth and the octave, a perfect consonance, a perfect flower, has both stamen and pistil, or at least another in stigma. Perfect tense and grammar, a tense which expresses an act completed. Inquire into nature and property of things, and thereby perfect our ideas of distinct species. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. To instruct fully, to make fully skillful, to perfect oneself in the rules of music or architecture, to perfect soldiers in discipline. As I thought, I was thinking about how we go through life, and thought of that verse just blessed me. As for God, his way is perfect. Everything we do, we get ourselves in circumstances sometimes, and just I wanted to remind us all this morning that God's ways are perfect in every circumstance, everything we're in. His ways are absolutely perfect, and if we can go forth in the week and days and years to come, and remember that all God's ways are perfect. And I think it helps, it definitely helped me to bring a different light and look at things differently. Sometimes you maybe dread what's, you know, is going to come next week, and you don't know how everything's going to turn out, but just remember that God's ways are absolutely perfect. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. The word buckler, it's a kind of shield or a piece of defensive armor anciently used in war. It was composed of wood or wickers woven together, covered with skin or leather, fortified with plates of brass or other metal, and worn on the left arm. On the middle was an umbo, boss or prominence, very useful in causing stones and darts to glance off. The buckler was often 4 feet long and covered the whole body. So if we trust in God, he's our buckler. And I had to think, you know, if we don't have God, we're out there on our own strength, and man, you don't get very far like that. I think we've all figured that out. To have God as our buckler and our shield, bodyguard. up in verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. The word troop, it's kind of like a small army. It's like David ran through an army, a small army, and that was amazing to me. I've leaped over a wall. Verse 33, He maketh my feet like hind's feet, and setteth me upon high places. Hind's feet, the female of the red deer or stag, a domestic, a servant, a peasant, a rustic, or a husband's servant. Backward, pertaining to the part which follows. So He puts us up in high places if we trust in God. Back to verse 30. I was reminiscing Remember, maybe tomorrow as we drive to work, and God's ways are perfect, and as we get behind that slow car, and God's ways are perfect, as we're sitting at the stoplight, His ways are perfect, as we're getting the next circumstance. I had to think too of Daniel in the lion's den, and how he trusted God, and if we can't see it coming, but most of those circumstances, we come out for the better. And sometimes we go through those circumstances and we look back and maybe we still don't see the benefit of going through those circumstances, and maybe we never will here in this life. But I think someday there's a reward for all those things where we can go through and trust God. God takes care of His people. Through the years, God has always had a people. Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, and sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. In verse 9, the judgments of the Lord, this caught my attention, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So His judgments, the circumstances He sends our way, are more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. That was a blessing to me, the thought of God's judgments. They're more to be desired than gold and silver and honey and honeycomb. And then my thoughts had to go to Jesus when He was here on this earth. Matthew 26, maybe we'll just read a little bit there. Maybe 36, Matthew 26, 36. Through 46. And He went a little further and fell on His face and prayed, O my God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt. And he cometh unto His disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. He went again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto him, Sleep now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. O my Father, if this may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Jesus was completely surrendered to God's will. He could have rose up and he could have been the big man, and we wouldn't have, if he would have done that, we all know that we wouldn't have any, we would be here on this earth without any hope if he would not have died. That's about all I have this morning. I just want to thank you all for listening, and just want to say that as for God, His way is perfect. May we remember that. Thank you. God bless.